Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Our next speaker is Xiaoyu Wang, a PhD candidate in soil science at the University of Saskatchewan. And the title of her paper is GHG Emissions from a Mountain Peatland Under a Changing Climate, a Microcosm Study.
Morning, everyone. Today I'm going to share with you part of my PhD study, and this is about greenhouse gas emission from a mountain peatland. And my co-authors are my supervisor, Angela Badarhorn, and Dr. Sherry Westbrook. And as we know, the boreal and subarctic peatland is very important in global carbon cycling. And in Rocky Mountain areas, the peat profile is usually found to develop with shallow mineral sediments or interbedded with mineral lands. And from we call that the presence and the types of mineral sediments, the horizonation. And from our previous study, the horizonation significantly affected the soil properties, spatial distribution, and carbon-nitrogen cycling rate. So now we're curious about whether the horizonation will affect greenhouse gas emission under climate warming condition. And we have two objectives here. The first one is to look at the effect of horizonation on greenhouse gas emission and the concentrations in different depths. And second one is to look at whether the greenhouse gas emission and concentrations from different soil profile will respond differently to climate warming condition. And so to do that, we selected our field site in the foothill of Canadian Rocky Mountain area in the southern Alberta. From this field site, we selected two profiles. They are significantly different in terms of soil properties and nitrogen carbon cycling rate. And in the southern part of this peatland, the peat profile looks like sedge peat developed on top of a silty mineral lens, and below that is the carbonate-rich mineral. So it's called peat mineral carbonate profile. And in northern part, the peat profile developed like the sedge peat developed on top of a very less decomposed moss peat. So it's called peat over peat profile. And here it shows how the peatland looks like in the field. And in the field, we take the peat core by hand auger, and then the bottom peat as well as the mineral sediments were taken by bed auger. And back into the lab, we set up an incubation experiment to testing for the greenhouse gas changes under climate warming condition. And because in summer season, the average air temperature is about 15 degrees Celsius, and current water table is about 25 centimeters below the soil surface. And in climate warming condition, it's expected that the temperature will be increased, but water table will be decreased in northern peatland. So we set up our high temperature treatment to 25 degrees Celsius and lowered water table treatment to 40 centimeters below the soil surface. So in total, we'll have 8 treatments. They are consisted of 2 soil profiles, 2 temperatures, and 2 water tables. So as it's shown in the left corner here, it shows 4 of the treatments, 2 water tables and 2 soil profiles incubated at 1 temperature. And if we look closer, within 1 treatment, there are 6 replicates and 1 blank core. And this blank core is just a PVC column and without soil in that. It's used as a base reading for the greenhouse gas emission and greenhouse gas concentrations in different depths. And for individual peat core, it's about 50 centimeters in length and equipped it into a 60 centimeter long PVC tube. And in the bottom 5 centimeter of the PVC tube is either repacked with peat material or mineral sediments. And that is to mimic the interaction of peat and mineral. And along this peat profile, 4 depths were selected. From they are 5 centimeters below surface, 5 centimeters above and below the water table, and 5 centimeters right above the bottom. And from those 4 depths, either soil water from the bottom 2 depths or the soil air from the top 2 depths were extracted to measure the greenhouse gas concentration. And caps with rubber stopper were sealed, and after 30 minutes, gas samples were taken from tight space to measure greenhouse gas emission. And all samples were incubated for 28 days, and after that, we calculated the cumulative greenhouse gas emission and concentrations in different depths. So first of all, let's look at the carbon dioxide emission. As we see here, the gray bar represents the profile of peat mineral carbonate, and yellow bar represents the profile of peat over peat. And on the left side, it shows the CO2 emission from under current temperature incubation, and on the left side is the CO2 emission from higher temperature incubation. And water table levels were labeled in the bottom. And as we expected, from the overall testing, high temperature increased carbon dioxide emission. And peat over peat profile has higher CO2 emission than peat mineral carbonate profile. And we may wonder why, because the peat materials in peat mineral carbonate profile are more humified, because the silty mineral sediment in the bottom provide more ions and electron acceptors that will increase the decomposition rate. And also the calcareous sediment, carbonate-rich sediment in the bottom will bring up the pH to a neutral level, and that will be a more desirable condition for the microbes. So together, it makes the peat materials in this profile more decomposed. And compared with that, peat over peat profile has more total organic carbon content, especially for the labile carbon fraction. So with that, the CO2 emission from this profile is higher. And now we're going to look at the CO2 concentration in different depths. And it seems a lot of information, but I'll get you through here. And as we see, there are four figures. And from A to D, it represents the CO2 concentration in different depths along the soil profile, as it's shown on the column here. And again, we notice that the peat over peat profile has higher CO2 concentration than peat mineral carbonate profile in most of the depths. And more importantly, as we see in the two bottom depths, the effect of soil profile is more significant, and that is because the bottom two profile are closer to the mineral sediments, and that makes it more humified. So that caused for greater differences. And again, from the overall testing, we found that temperature increased CO2 concentration again, especially for the bottom two depths. But unfortunately, we didn't find any interaction of soil profile with temperature or soil profile with water table for the CO2 concentration in different depths or CO2 emission. And secondly, we move on to the methane emission. Methane, because peatland is a very important source for methane emission. And again, as we see here, from the overall testing, the high temperature increased methane emission, but by lowering water table, it decreased methane emission. And when we look into the methane concentration in different depths, again, clearly it shows that especially for the peat material submerged in the water, the methane emission are increased significantly by temperature. And those two red lines represent the lower methane concentration in the lower temperature incubation. And interestingly, we found that at 5 centimeters above the water table, methane emission is more increased in peat over peat profile by temperature than peat mineral carbonate profile. That means we found an interaction of soil profile and temperature here. That is because this interaction is found in treatment of low water table treatment. And with low water table treatment, it's about the 5 centimeters above water table is at 35 centimeter to 40 centimeter in depth. And at this depth, is the peat materials are basically derived from mosses instead of sedges. And moss peat is known to trap air bubbles in the soil profile, so more methane are trapped here. And also, as we said before, the mosses are less decomposed. So with more labile carbon, when temperature increased, it's more likely to get more methane here. And last but not least is nitrous oxide emission. Because nitrogen is very limited in peatland as there are a lot of organic carbon content. And also nitrous oxide is well known for its high variation, so we found no significant differences here. But when we look into the nitrous oxide concentration in different depths, again, temperature, as expected, increased nitrous oxide concentration in most of the depths. And also, very, very interestingly, at around the water table, the nitrous oxide concentration are more increased in peat over peat profile than peat mineral carbonate profile. And that is because around water table is where the water table fluctuated, and that is where nitrous oxide is more likely to be produced. And peat over peat profile has more labile carbon, as we said before. And labile carbon is well known to stimulate microbial activity and also mineralization rate. And with higher mineralization rate, the inorganic nitrogen pool will be enlarged. So with higher organic nitrogen pool and higher microbial activity, the nitrous oxide is likely to be more produced. So in summary, the temperature and soil profile are the main factors regulating greenhouse gas emission and greenhouse gas concentration in different depths. We found no interaction of soil profile and temperature for greenhouse gas emission from the headspace, but we did find that the nitrous oxide and methane concentration around water table is more affected by increasing temperature in peat over peat profile than peat mineral carbonate profile. And that is probably because the peat over peat profile has higher organic labile carbon content. So that suggested under higher temperature, the methane and nitrous oxide could be lower when mineral sediment present. So with that, I would like to thank my supervisor, my committee members, and everyone who helped me in the field, in the lab, and my funding agencies, and also Department of Soil Science in University of Saskatchewan. And that's all. Thanks very much.